Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess. But he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my new friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again! Say what again! I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
No!
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
He's in our son.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 113, the final episode of 2018, our first full year, full calendar year of podcasting. And we're ending this with a bang. We got Terrell Ballin's Indianapolis Colts playing Sunday Night Football. Winner, go home. Also tie, they go home too for the NFL playoffs. A little end of the year episode we got here.
Classic Andrew Luck versus Blaine Gabbert battle right here, fellas. Sunday Night Football. Carrie Underwood is singing.
I'm the real new hyped. Song. The new song too, not the old song.
I don't know. Look. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm tired. The baby's been throwing off some bad vibes the last couple of days.
Real bad vibes coming off this baby.
That's one of the more ridiculous tweets I've ever seen. And
I thought it had to be fake, right?
It could be fake. Even if it is fake, it's like funny in a fake way where it's like, I think it was like, you know, why do we give so much hate to deadbeat dads? Like, what if the baby just has real bad vibes and you don't want that in your life or something like that? So we've just been joking in the group chat. The baby's being difficult because she's teething. That I'm like, guys, she's throwing off real bad vibes. I don't know what I'm going to do here.
Can't blame you for being the deadbeat dad.
Also,
bad vibes.
2019, I'm that meme. I'm stepping up from 2018 to 2019, and I'm leaving bad movies, bad vibes behind.
Also, are you leaving a smocking tweet behind? We're just gonna ask you one time.
I don't know yet. I don't really like. I'm kind of lazy. I want to do it.
I don't want you to do it. I think you would throw many of our listeners into a frenzy, and I think that's hilarious.
I'll do it again at some point. What was the last thing I tweeted? I think it was at Fortnite. I thanked Fortnite for wishing us up. Okay, let's see what Stag Collinsworth slides in from tonight.
Ooh, you got that's a beautiful quarter, purple quarter zip on Al Michaels.
Look at the texture on that thing. That's premium. That's Peter Millar.
That might be Peter Millar.
It could be Peter Millar. We'll have to wait till the end of the episode to see where they're furnished by. Anyway, what's going on with you guys?
Not much.
My Chargers won. Jess Brown's lost. And
tough loss.
It hurt me. It hurt me that the Browns lost because I wanted the Chargers to play the Steelers because I think they have a better chance of beating them. And instead, they have to be – instead of being at once – if the Raiders had beaten the Chiefs, the Chargers would have been the one seed. Instead, they're a fifth seed going into Baltimore, which has one of the better defenses in the NFL, which is great.
Very beatable, though. I know your team literally just lost to them, but, I mean, after getting down early, the Browns controlled that game. That's a shame that Baker season at the end with that pick, but I'm very excited for next year for the once.
I love those quarter zips.
Oh, yeah.
Look around the zipper. It's got a rubberized material around it. You see that?
Yeah, Collinsworth's got a good quarter zip on right now. It's pretty nice.
His is more of a cable knit. I don't know.
Are we in or out on cable knit? I like cable knit a lot.
I'm in on cable knit.
Cable knit season's almost over, though. I think it is. I think when Christmas is over, cable knit season's over as well.
Do you remember 10 years ago when Argyle came back in?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's wearing Argyle. That shit's nowhere to be found now.
I got some socks with that pattern still.
Argyle socks are pretty classic. I'm talking about sweater vest came back in a big way. Vest in general, like suit vest. People like a Justin Timberlake type look where people just wear the suit vest. Now it's just a Patagonia vest.
I do love a nice down vest. Let's see what else. I got a weighted blanket for Christmas, by the way. Late Christmas gift. Really awesome. Weighted blankets are the truth.
They work, don't they?
They're awesome. Yeah, they are. They're great.
I have one that I don't have a duvet for yet, so it's been sitting in my closet for about, like, I don't know, 6 months.
Wait, what is it?
What's up?
It's just a bag of, like...
It's the weighted blanket, and like it feels okay, but it needs a duvet because it's not like it's not abrasive. It's just not soft. That whatever the actual blanket's made out of, and it needs a duvet. And just it's so uncomfortable that I just put it in a closet collecting dust. Yeah,
you need a cover to wash because if you don't have that cover on it, you're gonna pee on it.
Oh my god!
You'd be pinned down, helpless, and you're just gonna start peeing. It's completely conscious.
You just push all that pressure down onto your bladder, and you just spew it all out.
Got a bad prostate.
Bad vibes for my prostate right now.
Bad prostate vibes.
I wonder how many people piss or shit underneath the weighted blanket, because it does make you not want to get out of bed. So I wonder if like how desperate it is. You're just like, today I'll just do it.
Probably not a lot of people voluntarily piss or shit themselves. That's my answer.
I don't think voluntarily. I think if anybody over the age of like 60 whereas one of these, they definitely involuntarily just pushes their soft bodies until all of it comes out.
Just like one of those stress balls.
Yeah.
It's like putting a brick on a tube of toothpaste if you put it on an old person and just like eventually just pushes it all out.
As we call them on this podcast, olds.
The olds.
We know our normie friends don't like the word olds.
Olds and normies, just like our Reddit loves the saying.
Yeah, there was a referendum on us saying normies.
Yeah. Oh, we're saying normies in 2019, folks, and we're going to say it even more, doubling down.
Yeah.
Ironically. Hey.
We don't say anything ironically here.
Hey, this is a meme. Me paying attention to the complaints behind normies. Sandra Bullock, Bird Box, JPEG, Blindfold, Down the River.
1,500 retweets.
Bottom text, 2.7 balls.
Boy, what was the other one this week? Wasn't there another meme that we were talking about that everyone was using? Oh, it's the dots meme. I don't know if you were talking about that one, though, where it's like a pin and it's a word and then it goes down and avoids another word and then lands on a pin at the bottom. That was another one. That's the Bird Box for the meme of the week.
Well, the dots meme is essentially the same meme as the distracted boyfriend, which is the same meme as the car swerving off the interstate, which is the same meme as the SpongeBob crab, Rusty Crab or whatever that one is. Chum Bucket.
Meme. Rusty Crab.
Whatever.
Classic SpongeBob.
Yeah, correct me there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You did send that very funny meme mashup earlier. All right. Other than memes, anything else before we get into some? So we are going to talk about Bird Box a little bit at some point. I don't think we have any ads today. It's going to be a straight through news read.
Are we going to talk about Bandersnatch?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Banner. Well, I didn't either, but just the concept of what it is, I think, worth talking about. I'll just get right into it then. Aquaman passed Justice League in the worldwide box office. Not very shocking based off what we said the other episode. It had already made $500 million, I think, worldwide. We mentioned it was struggling domestically. We had somebody in our Reddit. I don't have their name. They're very smart with box office numbers. So this is just know I'm shouting you out. Mentioned that most movies like this that aren't Star Wars, they do kind of struggle in December. Is that, I think, Keith Urban just planted a sword in the middle of the Titans field? Is that Keith Urban?
Yes.
Keith Urban. Classic very American person, Keith Urban.
He looks very natural doing that.
Anyway,
married to Queen Atlanta. I think I was calling her Atlanta on the last podcast.
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
Anyway, said that the Aquaman doesn't deserve to be knocked that much for its domestic performance. Regardless, all that being said, which he's probably right because we're dumb, it did pass Justice League already worldwide, which is just, I mean, that's just insane when you think about it. And like shows the complete failure of the DCEU, at least up to this point, because their Avengers, their version of the Avengers is basically a failure or was a failure and they have to restart from scratch.
Yeah, that, I think that's the only way they can take it. I'm wondering though, will they keep Cavill on?
Probably not, right?
That's the big question. Because we already know Affleck's not doing Batman again. So Batman's wide open in the air. And I think Batman can go a lot of different directions. You have like a more flexibility, but
have a gamer Batman.
Oh. I don't know if I can do the impression. I was gonna do something about like 60 FPS. I'm hardwired in. Are you playing over Wi-Fi? Oh, you need to hardwire in. Do it.
What's the difference? I don't play consoles.
Scope. Alfred, cap that.
Thanks for the dono.
Joker 69.
Tip from Joker 69. Batman, how do I get better? I don't know, man. Just keep playing. Yeah.
Ninja's gonna be here in New York, by the way. He's gonna be here for New Year's Eve. The Smitty's doing something with him.
Yeah, good old Times Square.
Times Square. Coolest place. People already lining up for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Insane people. They should be mentally evaluated.
Yeah, I mean, there. So there you go. Tying back into the beginning of the podcast, you don't think many people would voluntarily piss or shit themselves. People who go to New Year's Eve Times Square are volunteering on the spot to piss and shit themselves. Because most people who have to go to the bathroom, who stand in line for Times Square New Year's Eve, have to piss their pants.
I just pop some Imodium. That way you'd only have to deal with the piss part, which is a lot more doable, I think.
Yeah. But also you're just pissing yourself. And it's freezing cold typically.
To go back to the topic, it's also a testament. First off, that post on the Reddit about the box office numbers was great. That's something I'd like to bring on someone to talk about it because I think that's fascinating, the science behind that. Or maybe not the science, but the finance behind it. Just speaks to what a shitty movie Justice League was. And I think even my score is pretty favorable on Justice League. I had it somewhere in the 70s. I think that was a little bit of irrationality because it was way lower than that. I've watched it since.
It was definitely, I think we all had it in the 70s. And I think I maybe had it the lowest at the number 70, I want to say. But definitely on rewatch, it was a lot less easy to see, especially the ending fight. Oh, so bad. I rewatched it the other night. Do you remember when I sent that clip the other day in our group where just they're all struggling to beat Steppenwolf in and Superman just comes in and just like fucking wallops him. Just beats him with no problem, like beats him down. It was so bad.
I think that, I don't know. It just wasn't a good movie. And I think we were a little bit afraid of the DC fanboys on that podcast.
I liked it on first watch. I also lowered my score for rewatching. I actually rewatched Solo recently and lowered my score a little bit on Solo, which I know we all kind of differed on that one as well. By the way, the Reddit poster's name is Futures23. He's a big box office guy. Proper shout out. But Aquaman's a better movie than Justice League, so I'm glad it made more money. Aquaman was an awesome movie. And James Wan actually came out and said that there are parts that like, he meant for some of it to be cheesy. That's the way he wanted the character to be, which, you know what, credit to him. If that's what he wanted to do, he achieved it. And I don't know. I enjoyed it. I got nothing real bad to say, especially after watching Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer just a few days later. I don't know why I wanted to. Oh, because I'm a comic book guy now. Now I read comics, and the Silver Surfer is very much prominent in the Infinity Gauntlet comic book timeline, so I wanted to rewatch the Fantastic Four movies, and they are so fucking bad. And seeing the Thing, Michael Chiklis, wearing those big and tall short sleeve button up shirts It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, yeah. I know, what's his face? Vision wore that sweater and button down shirt combo in Civil War, but that even looked somewhat natural. Watching the Thing wear a football jersey and then like the Larry David bowling shirt was just, it's so fucking bad.
A generic football jersey, too.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse looking than a generic football jersey.
It was like the what do you call it? The Richard Sherman pistachio jersey.
Yes. He like ripped it off a fucking mannequin at Old Navy. It just looks terrible.
Hey, poor what's his name? We were talking about the guy who played Mr. Stretchman and like what's his name? Eon Gruffund or something. Like I will never even bother attempt his spell right. I pronounced his name correctly.
And it's like Michael Chiklis. I don't want to say it ruined Michael Chiklis' career because Michael Chiklis is still like nowhere near what he was known back then. Jessica Alba is still Jessica Alba, though. Trill, you mentioned it. We were talking about it in our group chat. You said her big claim to fame currently is what is it called again?
She the has normal? A honest brand.
Honest brand. Yeah.
Yeah. She's worth like $350 million, which is crazy because I think if you look up just take like Tom Cruise. What's Tom Cruise's net worth? He's probably 700 something, I'm sure.
No.
So it's 550.
Yeah, it's 550. Do you think about how much longer he's been working, and he's obviously been in bigger projects. So she's made a lot of money off that honest stuff. Good for her.
Yeah, and the other one in that was obviously Chris Evans, and Chris Evans obviously is still a massive megastar. So Ian Gufford or whatever the fuck, I've never been able to pronounce it. I never will. He's the one that took the biggest hit from that movie. He's been in nothing since then. And he was the main guy. It's crazy.
He stunk. I'll just say he's not very good.
He, if you go back and watch those Fantastic Four movies, he has a lot of like, is it not Mark from The Room? Who's the other guy in The Room?
Oh,
not Mark, not Johnny.
That's the other guy. Oh, not Johnny?
The kid who likes to watch?
No. He was in the scene where he's like, I feel like an atomic bomb. I'm sitting on an atomic bomb waiting to go off. It's that guy.
Yeah,
What Mr. Fantastic sounds like in both Fantastic Four movies. It's terrible. The kid who likes to watch is pretty good, though.
Kid who likes to watch. What's his name again?
He was played by Josh Hutcherson. Yeah. Yes.
That was a funny movie.
Colts are
carving hilarious up the movie. Titans.
Colts are what?
They're carving up the Titans defense.
Hell yeah, dude. Does that mean anything towards no, Colts are out, right?
No, whoever wins this game's in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's winning in.
Oh, actually, that's right. They
play the Texans, yeah.
If they tie, the Steelers get in.
Wow. So that would be something.
30% of Steelers fans are watching this clenching their terrible towels. Not really. They know what the deal is.
Denny was the kid's name in the room.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one last thing. Kendrick, you saw it. Trill, did you see the preview for Last Man Standing today that aired on CBS?
No.
Tim Allen turns to his daughter. I didn't quite catch the whole back and forth, but he goes, I think something of like, what is that? And she's like, it's origami. And he turns to her and goes, more like Boragami. And they're like, Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing, live on CBS at 6 o'clock.
I hate all these millennial things, like the ancient Japanese art of paper folding.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right, next up, Marvel. This is actually funny because somebody tweeted us one of these next two kind of sub stories here. Marvel and Kevin Feige, they expect X-Men and Fantastic Four rights to be solely in the grasp of Disney by early 2019. Despite what I believe is popular belief, the Fox deal has not gone through yet for Disney. It gets approved pretty much in the next couple of weeks, is what I believe is going to happen. And Kevin Feige, I think, either alluded to or said directly that they expect to get working on the X-Men and Fantastic Four characters pretty quickly. Now, there's another rumor going around based off of a Google search that pulls up that Hugh Jackman is in Avengers Endgame, which has like been firmly said that is not happening. They don't have the rights to even make that a thing to happen right now or to work on.
So no, Wolverine is not in Avengers Endgame. And we've mentioned this many times before, but now that it's realistic, I'll throw this one up there. What would you rather see first, X-Men be tackled or fix a Fantastic Four? Because the awkward thing about the X-Men is they still technically have those movies coming out next year, but then how do they work that into the MCU? Even if those movies get released at all, like, I mean, I'm so skeptical Dark Phoenix gets released. That's not even to mention the fucking New Mutants, which I don't believe will ever get released.
I think it'd be easier to do something good with the Fantastic Four. Just, it's a smaller universe to work with. If you almost feel like you have to reboot the entire X-Men just to make sure everybody's aged appropriate for a decade long run of Marvel movies. And I don't see Jennifer Lawrence sticking around for another 10 years of X-Men movies. Maybe, you know, pays pretty well. But I'd like to go back to like an older, more believable Charles and get move away from the
McAvoy car flip guy.
Eric. Eric, we can help you. No.
Let me explain to you, Eric, please. I need to make my speech, Eric.
No.
I refuse. I do think that would be a good bridge, though, using a good Fantastic Four movie, because that's like the first, I guess, like the good mutant bridge from like superhero, I guess, like metahumans, whatever, into just straight up like mutants. Because I guess the only real mutants you like mutants you have in the Marvel Universe were like what, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch?
I mean, who's dead, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, Quicksilver, who's dead, and Scarlet Witch. So I guess that's a good crossover. And then you could go into the actual X-Men. And like you said, you need a new crop of X-Men, because those other people they're not going to sign on for long-term deals.
Well, they might. Who knows? The money's there now. I mean, the money's always been there, but the money's especially there. And also with the Fantastic Four, they had that whole – I always feel like that's more of a space-oriented superhero team, especially with the Silver Surfer.
Not like Guardians of the Galaxy, definitely not space-oriented.
So my next point is you could do something like a crossover with Guardians of the Galaxy and like encountering the Silver Surfer and, you know, like Thanos's whole space theme. And aren't there other villains who like Galactus or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's the Eternal. So Galactus comes over from Fox, which is a huge deal. They obviously use Galactus in Silver Surfer, but I think he's part of the Eternals. That's the type of stuff I'm not totally sure on. Anything MCU related, I know pretty decently well, just because I like to read up on it. But Galactus, I'm not totally sure on. But I think, yeah, you are onto that there. And obviously Silver Surfer has a massive role in Infinity Gauntlet, the comic that the movies Infinity Wars and Endgame's kind of based off of. And like they actually kind of rip a bit of that comic in the movie, because Silver Surfer falls through Doctor Strange's sanctum and says Thanos is coming. That's obviously Bruce Banner who does that in Infinity War. It was kind of a nod to the comic. But I like that. That's a good point. Because also, too, you have to pull away people from looking at I keep wanting to say Eric, Professor X and Magneto, and seeing McAvoy and seeing, you know, all the actors that have played them in the past, where the Fantastic Four, like, you don't associate them with anybody anymore at this point. Like, I know they've had two different franchises, but they were such fucking duds and nobody cares. One of the actors is literally already in the universe as a whole different character, like basically one of your top two characters. So I think they can it's an easier job to bring them in. Because at any point in the timeline, you can have them become the Fantastic Four.
Same with Michael B. Jordan.
That's right. Yeah. Playing the Human Torch is basically, it's like the reverse Madden jinx. You become a very good Marvel MCU character at this point.
What's his name? Chris Evans was also in the DC, right? With that, what is it, The Losers? So he was in a shitty DC Comics rendition movie. He was in shitty, I guess, Marvel property in Fantastic Four. I guess they're Fox property and Fantastic Four, and then became good in Captain America. And the first Captain America, the first Avenger, not that great of a movie, if we're being frank.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little overrated, too. Yeah, it's some dumb list. He was also in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah, that's right. Was that not a DC or a Marvel movie, though, right? Like, that's just a comic book movie?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude loves being comic book movies, though.
Lucas Lee. Sounds like a porn star name.
I got that wrong in our trivia. Did not get that right. That was a bummer.
Lucas Lee.
And anyway, last thing on that. Wolverine, don't believe the hype. He's not an Endgame.
Not happening. You don't know that.
He's no, it's been said he's not in Endgame. I'm just saying, don't believe the Google search that tells you he's in the movie.
I'm holding out hope.
Screen Rant Ballins.
Can you imagine just the movie being completely overshadowed by them just getting their asses handed to them, and all of a sudden Hugh Jackman just busts through a wall like the Kool-Aid Man, just thrashing his claws about. Oh yeah, smashing canvas
apart. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
The Ex Machina is Wolverine just coming through a wall.
His adamantium can't be affected by the snap or any other Thanos machination.
Yeah, so the X-Men, I don't know if I'm nervous about it, but I am more burnt out on X-Men at this point than I am by Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four is like, they've almost just twisted my arm into submission to not caring about the movies because they've been so bad. So just start there. I think that's an easier project to take on and then build on that.
Doctor Doom.
Oh, the Doctor Doom reboot in the newer Fantastic Four is, and actually in what's his face, whoever, I forget who played him in the older Fantastic Fours, he wasn't awful. His lines were terrible. The dialogue was awful, but he wasn't bad for what it was, and the rendition wasn't terrible. The version in the new Fantastic Four was so fucking bad, or he just molted over and became a metal man that couldn't move his face. It was so fucking bad.
Terrible.
Awful. That movie was, I think, one of the bottom five movies I had that year. I think gave it like a 4. All right. Netflix turned down Holmes and Watson. Sony tried to abandon it. The test screenings were terrible. Holmes and Watson still below a 10%, I believe, on Rotten Tomatoes. It's apparently just, I haven't seen it yet. We are supposed to review it. I don't know if we will. We might sub in something better because it's so bad, but it might be funny to review it anyway. It's apparently horrendous. And Netflix said no to it. 28% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, too. A 1.9 out of 5. That's very hard to do. That is super fucking low. But yeah, that should have been the sign there. If Netflix says no, Netflix does release some good stuff, but they release garbage, too. If Netflix says no, you've got a pile of shit on your hands.
Yeah, that's a big name. That'd be a big name for Netflix to have Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly in a movie to put on their splash page and get people engaged in it, and they watched it and they're like, no thanks.
Like, right, how bad does that have to be? I can't wait to see it, to be completely honest.
Well, just think about how it got made. Like, how does something like that get made? I feel like they're both established enough to, like, and they know what's funny, and they both are very good comedic actors and comedians, that at no point were they just like, this is shit, we should do something about it. Or do you just like try to get it over with, and you're like, man, fuck this shit. Because that's what I would do.
Watch, we find out like the Rotten Tomatoes was hacked by like the SAS just because they don't want Americans playing Sherlock Holmes and disparaging the Queen with selfies, and they just completely took over the mainframe. MI6, well, we have a big project for you, Mr. Bond.
Apparently one of the gags of the movie is he's trying to find his signature hat throughout the movie. It's like leads to a lot of like funny anachronisms.
No, you know what hat would be really good for him? The free hat that comes with. Wait, no, did they advertise with us this week?
No, we don't have a sponsor this week.
Okay, so never mind. A certain company gives out free hats. That's the one he should.
This is actually currently his lowest credited role on Rotten Tomatoes at 9%. The Ladies' Man is right up after that, followed by A Night at the Roxbury.
His next movie is going to get like try to get back into good graces. It's just going to be called Sicko Mode. that's the entire pitch.
He actually said in the press tour for this movie, I believe, that he was worried that Elf was going to ruin his career. And he's at a point where I don't think anything can ruin his career at all. He's Will Ferrell, but it's just kind of ironic that he said that, and the movie he was promoting is probably the worst movie he's ever been in.
We talked about that a bit on the fake episode when you were out, Jeff. And I think we looked at his like filmography on IMDb, and he was really only an old school up until that point. I think what we surmised is like his major starring leading role in a movie where he's like A1 in terms of the billing would have been Elf. So I could understand, you know, and that led into a conversation on Bob Saget, but not wanting to be tied into being perceived as like family friendly. But I think he's at a point where he can just do whatever the fuck he wants. Ashley Schaefer from Eastbound and Down, I think, is still one of his funniest roles ever.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel it in my plums. Now Scarab, take him down to market.
I don't know if we talked about this before. Like, I love him. Part of it's like my age and the fact that I feel like I grew up with the guy and his movies, and he's led some movies that I think are really good, but I always like him more when he is either featuring or has someone like John C. Reilly to anchor off of, which is why it's disappointing this one sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Or does it?
That's a bummer. Oh, yeah, it's true. We haven't seen it. We may love it.
This is really highbrow. It's like Death of Stalin 2.
Yeah. It's like so subversive. Like no one understands it or understands why it's so funny. It's like The Office. Like, people just aren't smart enough to get why it's so clever and ingenious.
It's like Freddy Got Fingered. where people are just going to debate if it was what do people say that was? Dadaism.
My reply to you, Ken Jack, is Dwight Schrute, hand over mouth, it's true gif.
Oh.
300 retweets.
we have that one competitor site that loves doing office gifs out of nowhere now. Oh, it's insufferable. It is so bad.
Next up, this is a quick one, but I actually didn't know this, so it made me laugh. The Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers movie, it got its official title, apparently. It got rid of the working title that it was supposed to have. The new title is
Sniper King. Sniper God. King of the Scope.
XX Sniper King. XX Naruto Gunt.
Do you ever get those ads on Instagram for those stupid sniper app games? Where, yes.
Oh yeah,
oh, those are so bad.
The popular
Mr. Rogers one.
The popular that'd be funny. That's your Shark Tank pitch. It's a Mr. Rogers sniper game. The best Instagram ads. Have you seen the ones where they're games? It's like only a true genius can score 900 on this simple flick the basketball in the hoop game.
Yeah.
I like the one where the puddle's underneath the car. Have you seen that one? Where
I know what you're talking about.
Who didn't leave their house or who's lying? And because there's a puddle underneath the car, it's the person that had to move their car. Makes me feel like a smart boy every time I see that shit.
They're all made by the same fucking company. The Mr. Rogers movie is going to be called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That makes sense. What You Mean by Neighbor was the documentary title. That's pretty good one as well.
It's a better
this one's a real, they took it is yeah probably a better movie too, which it's not like that's not saying much. Won't You Be My Neighbor is amazing, but this movie was originally going to be called You Are My Friend. It's a little weird. I'm glad they went away from that. That's a weird title for a movie. I don't know why, just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Are we watching the Titan games?
No, you're the only one watching the Titans game.
No,
the Titans games. Not the Titans game, the Titan games with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That's fair. No, I'm not watching that either.
Huh. So I'm watching it.
But you're
watching NBC.
NBC. I'm going to go put it on right now.
Are you going to be watching The Masked Singer on Fox?
No. Unless Susan Boyle's on it, no.
What's that one that's coming out now? The World's Greatest?
Yes, posted, which I was literally about to say. A little
our boy
separation. James Corden is hosting that talent show. James Corden played Paul Potts, the winner of Britain's Got Talent, who Susan Boyle also won. But we need to watch the James Corden Paul Potts movie one day. We have to do it.
I'm down.
It either has to be the worst thing of all time or charming. I assume it's probably the former.
Hello, I'm Paul Potts.
I mean, that's exactly what he does. I've seen the trailer. That's what it is.
That's the whole movie.
All right. Moving on. Marvel. Guess we'll talk about this. Is this dumb or is this okay? Marvel confirms Loki was mind controlled in the Avengers and that he is not as much of a villain as you're meant to think he is.
Who cares?
Yeah. Why do they need to come out and say that?
I thought that was weird that they even clarified that. I thought he was an anti-hero at this point anyway, right? Like, he died a hero. Like, he died protecting Thor, even though he stole the Tesseract. But you know, it's one of those things. It's like, all right. I mean, sure.
I wonder if he shit his pants when he died. Like, do Asgardians? But they're like Asgardians. Maybe they don't. I mean, that's their big special power besides superhuman strength, is they don't piss and shit their pants when they die. They just nut. Like, that's their biggest difference.
Could you imagine if Thanos snapped his finger and everybody faded away except for their shit and piss, which just slopped down to the ground?
That just fell out.
Their shit and piss and nut just all.
What stone does he use to get that out of there? The reality stone? He bends reality so it's not there anymore?
Huh. That's a good question. Was it mind reality?
You see Kevin Feige at like the airport. You're like, hey, Kevin, quick question. If Thanos wanted to clean up all the piss and shit, which stone would he use? What would be the stone?
He sweats away. He takes off his hat and like that's like what's underneath his hat that he always wears.
Thanos regrets it because there's so much piss and shit and there's not enough people around to clean it up. It's like, oh, God. Nobody's going to enjoy being in this piss and shit filled world.
This is my world. It was wonderful. There was an equal amount of piss and shit per person.
I'm still laughing that Kevin Feige has a small note under his hat.
Yeah. The actual plans for Marvel. It's all under his hat that he never takes off. He literally never takes it off. There's like five pictures of him.
No, that's an internet thing. Kevin Feige doesn't ever take his hat off. All right, next up, The Predator. This is interesting because we kind of talked about this when we reviewed The Predator. Remember we had said at the end of The Predator when they had that reveal of that fucking suit, that stupid armor suit thing, that we thought that there was going to be a xenomorph for an alien papa or like Sigourney Weaver's character, Ellen Ripley. Apparently, Ellen Ripley was actually an alternate ending for what was going to pop out at the end of The Predator. Like there was actual plans. It wasn't Sigourney Weaver because it was like a stunt double that had a mask on. But they were going to have Ellen Ripley pop out.
Smuckin'.
That would have been way cooler.
That would have been that still would have been a shitty movie, but at least there would have been a payoff instead of this guy just finding a bunch of sweet tech.
Yeah. The suit pops out.
It was Gay and Matarazzo. I got this new tech.
The suit pops out and you just like, you don't hear anything but you just a voice and it's, I know y'all missed me. I know you guys were waiting for me.
Oh no.
Sassafras Juniper Bees. I know you guys were looking for me.
At the end of the day, you need me to beat the Predator.
Oh no. No. No.
No what?
That's perfect.
I was very shocked he didn't do that at the end of that video, by the way.
He did.
He did one. Okay, but he didn't do like the prominent.
No. I think
that was the like, one hang up. Yeah. his producer's like, so was that too much? Like, just do less of a ring tap, otherwise that's perfect. That's not creepy at all.
You should film a video like you're the director of that video when you're back in the office and it's just you with a steady cam eating an apple the whole time, like listening to the audio, just nodding and like sweating.
That's a really good idea, actually.
God, what a fucking creep.
It's like, you know, Twitter, we can all throw some hot takes up there. When I said that's one of the creepiest things I've ever seen, I was not. I mean, pound for pound, again, who he is, the situation, it's one of the weirdest videos I've ever seen in my life. Super fucking creepy.
We should make also another one where they reveal the Predator suit and it's just Robert Mueller that pops out at the end of it. The woke ally version. And then the DNC will retweet it like that terrible singing video that someone put up the other day.
Speaking of retweets, Trill, Ken Jack, you had seen it already. Trill, you sent a video that I'm actually going to put the link in the description of the podcast of somebody singing Sweet Caroline at a bar. And the end of the video is one of the best video payoffs I've ever seen on a Twitter video. I was laughing for about 10, 15 minutes. It is so funny. If you haven't seen it, it's gone, I think, semi-viral at this point. It's in the description. You got to watch the video. Pause this and watch it. It's quite the fucking laugh.
This dude just gets dumped.
It's very funny. Oh my god!
Like devastating.
It's tough to watch. Anyway, yeah, that would have been cool. Would have been cool payoff for a piece of shit movie. We're going to be doing, by the way, I think next week we're going to be doing movies we're excited for rest of the year, top 10. We're going to do obviously top 10, then a bottom 10, and we'll do our awards and stuff. Predator is going to get some sort of recognition because that movie was dumb as hell. All right. The meme movie, the movie hot in the meme streets, Bird Box. I guess kind of just talk about Bird. What'd you guys think about Bird Box? We're not going to do a big review, but thoughts on Bird Box, which is lighting up Twitter for, again, reasons of memes, but I'm not totally sure as much for being a good movie.
I thought it was okay. I liked it more than you guys liked it. It probably was in the mid-60s for me. Well, that was a solid escape. I don't think I would butter the movie. It was way too long. That was my main takeaway. It was way too long. I was about hour and 30 in, and I was ready to be done.
I think Netflix keeps doing this thing where like they bait you in with some cool and good actors, and then they just give you something that's not very, like a very finished product. I didn't like it very much. It felt like a blend of the Happening and what's the movie that just came out this year, Quiet Place. I felt like a weird blend of that, and I didn't like it very much, and it's just like slow to get into. And kind of a waste of Sarah Paulson. Like Sarah Paulson out of that grouping is probably like the one with the most potential other than maybe Trevante Rhodes. And she was in there for 5 minutes. Not to spoil it. Too long. Not a fan.
I don't know. I disagree in terms of saying it was slow to get into because I was hooked right away. But where they kind of lost me is it just like once I got the concept, I wasn't really that interested in the demon creature, which is what I want to be interested in. And it just became like a drama between, you know, other people. And the thing that like I really didn't like is I didn't like the weird dude, the insane dude.
Oh, Tom Hollander's character?
Yeah, I thought he was a shitty fucking character. And I thought that whole thing was like very predictable and like just obvious horror movie trope where everybody should have known this dude was creepy. And normally I can look past that, but for some reason it really pissed me off.
She opens her eyes and it's just, I know y'all missed me. Hello? Hello? Let's bring everything back to that. Very cool topic.
The dude had a British accent, for God's sake. Of course he's evil.
A little British humor. Yeah, I don't know how people feel about Bird Box overall. It's honestly tough to tell because of the fucking memes. Like, I actually have a hard time sifting through that because I think people like getting the jokes off, but it's hard to tell what people truly think about it. But I think it's kind of split down the middle.
Jeff said he liked it more than the Quiet Place. Saw that the other night.
Nah, I like Quiet Place a lot.
I disagree with that take, respectfully. Yeah. I think Quiet Place is a better movie. But I can understand why people like Bird Box. It's a solid Netflix joint. It would have been a bad theater movie, I think.
Yeah, agree on that. Also again in the theaters people probably aren't screenshotting it, so it goes with that too.
Did you see where Netflix apparently was being accused of creating fake accounts to post memes about the movie?
Yes, I did see that.
It's pretty wild.
That is in a year where there's been a lot of studios accused of doing things like the whole Gotti thing. That's pretty crazy. Also, so Gotti, one of the producers on Gotti, let me get his name. Hang on.
Kevin Connelly.
You'll like this probably the most. No, it's another guy. Anyway, he is engaged to somebody on the reality TV show Vanderpump Rules, and that show lined up with the Gotti release.
Oh, God.
The character engaged to the producer. Oh, I got to get his fucking name. Randall Emmett was trying to explain why people didn't like the movie and said like, oh, you know, mafia movies are just misunderstood in Hollywood because of the sentiment and all that. And somebody rebutted like, oh, you mean like The Godfather and Scarface?
Yeah, very classically hated movies.
The favorite movie of everyone over the age of 45 who is a journalist is The fucking Godfather.
And I'll have to send you the... Oh, go ahead.
Goodfellas is a way better movie, by the way, in my opinion.
Oh.
Than which Godfather?
I've never seen The Godfather.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Stop it then. Just watch it. I keep forgetting. Bastard.
I just like to throw that take out. I'm sure somebody crashed their car.
What?
sir? How dare you, sir?
What if like the Harry Potter dude comes? He's also a huge Godfather fan.
Oh my god! By the way,
I had it up to here with your takes, sir. With your takes on Harry Potter, but to insult the Godfather is beyond the pale.
That's like his Cat Williams Pharrell. He's like mobster guy slash Harry Potter fanfic person.
We uncovered that Reddit thread, the Harry Potter Reddit thread, and I saved it to a doc just in case we lose it. And we're gonna get Tyler to do a dramatic reading of it. That'll be like a little beginning of the year gift to you. It's if you haven't read it, it's very funny. I'm not gonna post a link to it because I want you to hear for the first time from the voice of Tyler.
Who should we have voice the poopy pants guy?
Who the
actual like? I think we should have Tyler narrate everyone else, but I think we should have like the actual offended person voiced by somebody with a really annoying voice.
Make some sort of like get Gilbert Godfrey in. Yeah, some sort of like little production out of it.
You don't get the nuance of J.K. Rowling. Dolores Umbridge wears pink, which is a stark contrast to her actual nature.
The best part is that the person created a burner account to defend himself. And then, like, at some points was contradicting himself, but also was calling the other, like, the actual Harry Potter movies complete shit. And was just saying that Fantastic Beasts is incredible and people just don't understand it. Which is, I mean, again, that's, I showed it to James as well. He got a pretty big kick out of it. Yeah, so ridiculous. Anyway, last bit of news here before we're a little Jay Leno challenge. Got a little Jay Leno headline screen rant challenge this week. This will be our third one. Ken Jack has a win. Trill Bollins has a win. We'll see who wins this time. Black Mirror Bandersnatch. It's a, I guess like a, it's a movie, but it's a choose your own adventure Netflix movie in the same vein as the Black Mirror series. I haven't watched it. Ken Jack, I know Trill, you haven't watched it. Ken Jack, you haven't watched it either, right?
No, not yet. I get the basic concept down, but okay, I didn't like the last season of Black Mirror very much.
So we're all obviously very qualified to talk about this movie. We're not going to review it, but the concept of choose your own adventure. Are you in or are you out? Does this, I guess let's frame it this way. Are you intrigued by this?
I hate it. I hate it. It runs counter to what I want out of a movie. I want to be passively engaged in a movie. I don't want to be actively engaged. I don't like it. It doesn't mean I think it's bad. I just personally do not like it as a form of entertainment for myself.
I think it's a cool idea. It would just depend on the execution. But from what I could see from the feedback on Twitter, some people did like it a lot.
Did you ever have classes in college where your professor had those little remotes and then you put answers in the remotes and then it beamed to the screen?
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Never had classes like that? Jeff, did you? Like he could pull the class in real time, like a big lecture hall of 500
yes.
people?
Oh, I yes, did. Like, yeah. Except it's on a laptop. Like our laptop was just synced into our class on Blackboard.
Oh well, I'm old, so
yeah, we had these fucking clickers. Stupid fucking clickers. Yeah, and actually, that's how you would show your attendance in big classes too. You would have to answer. Yeah, and you give your friend your clicker.
The Big Ten thing, Ken Jack. You wouldn't do it.
Our attendance would just get like docked when we swiped our card to get into the room.
Oh damn! So you went the fucking futuristic.
What the fuck kind of security is that?
It's not. It was really good because you could just swipe and leave. That's the best part about it.
Fucking Spy Kids University.
It's like the simplest thing ever. It was like the same ID card you used to get into like your dorm or whatever else, and you just swipe it at the receptacle thing at the room. It's so simple. It's so much easier than a fucking clicker system.
I agree with that. I'm just saying we're not the clicker system easy. Reminds me of Bandersnatch, where you have a clicker and you have to make choices. And it's like. Just a drag. I want to zone out for this lecture in the same way I want to zone out for this movie.
Yeah, I had it in astronomy class at Penn State. A real good class that helped shape the future of my life, astronomy. And the teacher would wear, she would always, and like I'm a big crew neck guy, as most people know, but I got my inspiration is from her because every single day, the entire time I had that class, she would come in with a crew neck for a different telescope from across the country, like a different planet, like a planetarium or whatever it is.
Well, to be fair, I think it did help you because we have interviewed a few stars. Folks, we're back.
Well, let's roll right into it then. Jay Leno challenge. This is how this works. We haven't done one of these in a while. Basically, I give the guys five headlines from Screen Rant that we would not talk about for the most part, in a normal news segment. They make some sort of joke based off me setting it up like Jay Leno. And then I determine who has the best written joke. Ken Jex won one of these. Tro won another. One of them was judged by PFT. I forgot which one, but this one will be once again judged by me. Just five of these, and then we're going to talk about annoying movie debates to close out the pod. We asked the Reddit to talk about movie debates that they're sick and tired of hearing about. So first up, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm set.
Okay, here we go. You guys hear about this? Do you guys see this? Bird Box almost showed the creature. We'll go with Trill first.
Folks, did you hear about this? Did you see about this? Bird Box, they almost showed the creature. It would have really added to the soundtrack, which, by the way, folks, was all Cloaca Pella.
Oh, I didn't get it.
The cloaca is the bird's reproductive thing, and Bird Box is a play on that. And a cappella.
That was very esoteric. How the fuck are you talking about a bird's dick?
Just look it up. I don't want to explain what a cloaca is on the.
All right, you're up. You're up, Ken Jack.
folks.
I think I already won.
Folks, I actually watched the.
Oh, he lost his sound.
He went on mute. He went on mute.
Oh, he lost that one.
All right. Can you guys hear me on the mic or am I on? Okay. I'm already starting. You guys good?
I watched the Bird's Box last night, although I think they prefer the term MMA. I liked Cyborg versus Nunez.
Oh, that might be a fucking wash. That might be a draw.
Are you kidding? My joke was layered.
That was way too specific. Bird's Boxing, you know how the British people call birds, women, girl, birds? You know what I'm talking about.
Offensive.
I'm the judge here. I'm gonna hold that one till later. If it comes down to that, I'll make the call. But that was tough. All right, headline number two. I guess you guys are doing Jay Leno, so I'm just not gonna do mine. let's three Jay Lenos is one too many. Bumblebee director already has ideas for a potential sequel. I guess that's Ken Jack.
Oh, I'm going to do it in regular voice because my Jay Leno is really bad. Yeah, it's actually about our favorite Transformer trying to find love on the app Bumble. But his bio of out of this world tech guy that doesn't talk much and wants you inside me isn't attracting much attention.
Okay. Folks, Bumblebee was just released and they're already working on ideas for a sequel. Jeff, Bryant Gumbel was cast as Bumblebee and you know what they're going to call it? What do you think they're going to call it? Bryant Gumbel was cast as Bumblebee. What do you think they're going to call it?
I don't know. You should lay out the punchline, though.
Ken Jack, Bryant Gumbel was cast as Bumblebee.
Is it Gumblebee?
No, it's Bumblebee 2, you dumb fuck.
Hey, see? Yeah, there it is. I was waiting for. I thought you were going to give it to him, Jeff. You had to like force it out of you, the punchline.
That was just. These are. You guys have both clinched for the playoffs, and you've rested the starters this week.
So bad.
We're calling the first two a complete wash, and we're going down to best of three, final three. Here we go. The Office: 20 things that make no sense about Jim. Trill, you got first up, which I don't think you even wrote one for this.
Folks, 20 things that make no sense about Jim. It's Sunday, so I think we should be focusing less on Jim and more on him.
Oh damn. That's a good one.
That was pretty fucking good.
Damn, that was a good one.
Wow. That wasn't even a real joke. That was a tweet. That was an ironic tweet in joke form.
Damn, that was a good one, though. I didn't really have a good one for this either. Folks, 20 things that make no sense about Jim. His dick is small and didn't work. The kid Pam had actually belonged to Toby, who was nice and thoughtful and wouldn't dream of buying a house without telling his own wife. end joke.
So bad tonight. I love it though. It's so bad. It's great.
I gotta go with the him one, but that was mind bending.
Just wait till you get to my next one.
All right, headline number four.
My next one's bad.
You guys hear about this? Chris Evans and more shocked to learn Home Alone's gangster movies isn't real. It's for Ken Jack.
Folks, you know a gangster movie is real? The one I directed starring Natalie Portman and Gene Simmons. Who are both Israeli citizens. I don't know if you guys...
Israel. Oh. Folks, Chris Evans didn't know the movie Home Alone, the movie that was in Home Alone was fake, which led to a bunch of the folks of... let me start over. Folks, Chris Evans didn't know the movie in Home Alone was fake, which led to a bunch of folks on the internet agreeing. They were also shocked to learn that the Wet Bandits were faking it too and really weren't all that wet.
That's such a long joke.
I hate myself so much.
All right, we're gonna come. Okay, we're gonna say tied 2-2. Trill won the last two. All right, last one. You guys see this? How Aquaman impacts the chances for a Justice League Snyder cut? Trill, you're up first.
I don't have one.
I didn't write one either.
Folks, Snyder cut. Are we talking about the Redskins? Oh. Cutting down the rosters to 52.
Oh.
I got nothing. I got literally nothing. So I guess Trill wins by default.
Folks, I haven't seen a Snyder cut like this since I went to go see Twisted Sister and got circumcised. Hey!
So there's easy ways to get to that ending.
His name's D.
I know. D. Snyder is.
Snyder. This is so bad tonight. Oh, God. This is so bad. I feel so bad for having participated in this.
But you won.
Yes, you did. All right. Let's move on to the last thing. Oh, boy. All right. Movie debates. This is timely because it's based around Die Hard being a Christmas movie, but whatever. What are the most annoying movie debates? So we asked Reddit. Obviously, Die Hard, is it a Christmas movie, is probably the most annoying movie debate of all time. It's completely played out and no longer funny. And people do it to try to seem, I think, hip. And now they're just promoting it as a Christmas movie, the studio. Anyway, we asked, what are some other ones? And I'm going to kind of go down the list here and just want your guys' thoughts on them. First up, Josh Fluckelberg says, easily sick of the there was enough room on the door for Jack debate in Titanic. That's one.
Yeah, that is that's another one. I don't know if they're all going to be like this, but that's another one where somebody's trying to signify that they somehow found a flaw in the movie rather than just like movie logic in the actual screenwriting.
Yeah, I don't really get it. Like, why does it matter even if there was room, right? It's like you're saying, like, okay, so there was room and she could have fit Jack. Then the movie just what has a happy ending and no one cares about it. Why? Why would you want to ruin it like that? It's not a giant leap.
Because it's for someone to like say, like, oh, I really like Titanic, and the other person to say, well, actually, Jack could have fit down at the end and Rose was a bad person. And technically, Rose wasn't a great person because she threw that fucking amulet overboard after they're all looking for it.
Yeah, Jack, like, survives, and they go back and get married. He ends up fighting for the Nazis in World War II. Like, what if that happened? Didn't think about that scenario, did you?
I don't know, dude. I was just heated, and she threw that. She didn't have to throw that thing overboard, man. She could have just given it to them and died.
Or me.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad one. That one lives on forever, obviously because of how prominent Titanic is. Next up, from underscore Dan Smith underscore BYU says, why didn't the Eagles just fly Frodo to Mordor to destroy the ring? That's a pretty popular one. Somebody replied and said, well, if you had read the book, dot, 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 but we're talking about movies. Why did the Eagles not just fly Frodo there? I think this is not as nearly as popular debate, but.
Isn't there an answer to this, though? Wouldn't Kinjak know?
They did this in what's that cartoon series, like how the movie should have ended or how it should have ended, I think, on YouTube.
Yeah, I know what series you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did it on there. And I'm sure there's a functional reason. I think I probably read about it in the Similaria, not a big deal. Big OTR guy over here. No, I honestly don't have any idea what happened. I'm sure there's a functional reason behind it. Wouldn't have been movies if they just did that. Would have just been one movie and it'd be over, and then you'd have nothing to watch for the second iteration.
Always a good point, by the way. It's like, well, if that happened, there wouldn't be a fucking movie, so just enjoy the movie for what it is. I don't know. I also haven't seen the Lord of the Rings movies in a long time, though they are all fantastic movies.
Do you ever watch the extended editions?
Those exist?
Oh, my God, dude. The extended versions of Lord of the Rings are so good. Unbelievably good. And, like, obviously, Hobbit's not that great. Like, I'm sure that's, like, first thing that comes
Hobbit
to mind
stinks.
When you think of the, extended Lord of the Rings experience. But the extended edition Lord of the Rings are so fucking great. It's like an extra hour of footage per movie. It's so good.
That's almost unthinkable. But those movies are incredible. So yeah. I'm okay with that. Where The Hobbit was a big fart bucket.
Dump.
Should Michael Jordan's dunk at the end of Space Jam have been a 3?
Yes.
That's a debate over.
I mean, with the rules of basketball, right? He took off behind the 3-point line, and the rules state that as long as your feet were behind the line before the shot was taken, it's a 3-pointer.
By the way, Andrew Luck just threw a deplorably bad pick 6. Oh my God.
Oh dude, I'm not even at that point yet. Well, there it is.
Oh, a little ahead. Yeah.
There it is.
Wow. They had the ball to probably go up 21-0 because Blaine Gabbert's not a real human being. Huh.
Right. Hey dude. That's a game now. Would you trade Baker Mayfield for Andrew Luck right now?
No. Not at all. Oh, I thought that was more of a request than a question.
Oh, Andrew, how do you think March team played today?
Well, I think our team played really well. I don't know, Jake Sully. The Na'Vi don't want us there today.
Joel.
And Andrew Luck answers questions about the Eagles and Mordor.
Well, actually, if you read the book, you'll find out that.
Why does he sound like Jimmy Stewart from the movie?
You're just
wow, I'm Andrew
Mr. Potter.
Oh, I'm Andrew Luck. Oh, I can't get our money out of the bank. See,
Mr. Pagano. That wasn't even it either. That was terrible. But
that's great,
Mr. Pagano. You gotta stay around. Gotta give me another year, Mr. Pagano.
That sounds like the worst. That's your counter to General Andrew Luck. It's Jimmy Stewart, Andrew Luck. That's your brand.
It's a wonderful life, Andrew Luck.
Like, oh, I don't even want to play for this franchise.
Well, Andrew, here's what it'd be like if Peyton Manning's neck never turned into ground beef. With the first selection in the draft, the New York Jets have taken Andrew Luck.
Oh, I don't like this either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
You think he like stubs his toe in the door? He's like, gee willikers.
100%. I don't think he's cursed before, although I'm sure that's been proven wrong.
I don't know. He seems like a
By the way, you're getting to it, Kenjack. Joel David Moore. That's the guy that sounds like him.
More like Joel David Less. I haven't seen him in a while.
We have a guy who looks like a pirate? Yeah, we haven't seen him in any fucking movies because he's been sitting on James Cameron's house waiting for the new Avatar movies to be released. Just endlessly filming underwater footage. Like, dude, can I get another fucking acting job? Like,
James, I've been underwater for 5 days. I'm so shriveled. I'm so shriveled up, James. I don't know why he's Southern in this case.
Other ones. Inception was all a dream. That I'm tired of. Because we've actually mentioned that recently. I think we mentioned that recently because I was talking about Die Hard. That Christopher Nolan already came out and said that's not the point of the movie. Anything from Star Wars, mostly did who shot first, Han or Greedo, which they kind of went at it in Solo because he just straight up shot Woody Harrelson's character just out of nowhere, just ended the conversation, which they kind of led to believe like, oh, he shoots first. That's an awful debate, though.
Remember when Ernie Harrelson got owned in No Country for Old Men in the same way by Anton whatever?
Chigurh.
Yeah. God. You have flavor flip a coin. I flip coins all the time. That's my Anton Chigurh transfer, what do you call it, impersonation.
That's not really a debate so much as that's just people discussing two different versions of the fucking movie. It really is. This is one person describing the original version and one person describing every version that came after, pretty much.
What else? Let's see.
We should have No Country for Old Men review corner. What did you think about Bird Box?
Every man makes his own decisions.
What?
I took the blindfold off to see a coin toss.
How did Bruce Wayne / Batman get away from the nuclear bomb at the end of Dark Knight Rises?
Or did he?
Was that Alfred's dream? that's how he saw him. Alfred's dead too, too old and delusional. Yeah,
Alfred's also dead. He was dreaming in his like comatose state.
I dreamed I saw you in Paris, Mr. Wayne.
McGregor's gives you fucking McGregor's disease gives you hallucinations.
He's just would have instead of that cafe, he just saw them on the Champs Elysees McDonald's. Fat Bruce Wayne just get her a cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's
we fucking, don't talk about this.
It's Christian Bale in Vice shape, just like eating cheeseburgers McDonald's in France.
Master Wayne, I would have preferred if you had died.
Master Wayne,
oh, Trill, I saw you. Trill, get ready for this play. Watch this play, Trill.
Oh, did he get roughed?
Bed radio, but get ready for this.
Oh, go Colts.
Classic. They punt returner was going to wait to pick it up and then tried and just didn't pick it up. Just oof, completely muffed it.
That's rough, man. Back when I played college ball, they taught us not to do that.
Mm. Yeah, true. Old Purdue, big drum.
I saw you in the Cincinnati Colorverse when I was on vacation.
The drum really isn't all that big.
What?
Drum. They say they have the world's biggest drum, but there's no way that's the world's biggest drum.
How could you verify it?
I don't think it is. It can't be the world's biggest drum because it's not that big. If you can move the drum, it's not that big. They should build a drum underneath the stadium.
Just like a giant like in-ground pool, except it's a drum.
The drum. You must beat the drum.
Blacklist number 296, the drummer. He makes the skin out of there for snare drums.
Oh, what else here? Not much left. Aladdin is set in the future. What?
How does it make sense?
Oh, because Robin Williams makes a bunch of references to, you say it takes place in the same world that we do, only with magic, and then he makes a lot of pop culture references. So you have to say the only reason for the genie to know about that is he has knowledge of the past.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think he's just a genie. He's a fucking genius. I think that's it. There's one more from N.A. Kent. He said, was Thanos rock hard at the end of Infinity War? Hotly contested debate about Avengers Infinity War that everyone has.
Yeah, I frequently thought this.
Yeah, everyone always thinks about this one. All right. So, yeah, there weren't many, but I figure we go through a couple. That's, I think that's it. I think that's it. I think we got nothing else. Let's go over short podcast. Sorry, but it's a Sunday. You know, you never know. Let's go over what we're reviewing in the next couple weeks.
Ask me a question.
We can talk for a minute or two. Well, let's go over, for the meantime, the list of upcoming reviews. We're reviewing Bumblebee this week. We'll be reviewing Bumblebee. Excited for that. After that, we'll be reviewing Vice Gumblebee and The Mule. The what?
Gumblebee.
That was such a bad Gumble. I can't wait to get like 10,000 comments about that. Just like, that was the dumbest segment you guys ever did.
Oh, dude. It was so bad. I was sitting there on the couch. I'm like, oh,
Like these whole last 2 weeks have just been a vortex of time. Oh no. Well, okay. Sorry. I'm reacting to the football game.
No matter what happens in this, it can never be worse than imagine being a Chiefs fan for that Chiefs Colts game.
Oh,
that was like 3 years ago now, 2 years ago.
Yeah. It was longer than that. It was 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's right.
My dad and I were at that. We left early.
That really sucks.
We felt so sick about it. My original joke was going to be Haley Steinfeld is in Bumblebee 1 and her dad is Jerry Seinfeld, and Bumblebee movie 2.
I guess that works. Not really.
Too convoluted. Unlike my wet bandits joke, which was great.
Bumblebee get iPad.
I was trying to think of something with catfishes and Bumble where it'd be Decepticons, but I just couldn't work it through.
So Bumblebee next week, this week, the week after that, Vice and the Mule. And then we have on the list Holmes and Watson and If Beale Street Could Talk. That'll be up in the air a little bit. That's January 6th. And then we have Escape Room. Our first review of 2019 movies. We're going to review Escape Room, which is a horror movie about an escape room. Sounds awesome. And then we're going to have our big winter catch up right after that. We're going to catch up on all the big movies from the winter. The Favorite, maybe If Beale Street Could Talk could move there. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Green Book, any of the big movies that ended 2019. So we'll wrap that up and get ready for our best and worst of the year lists. We have The Upside, follow the Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. I almost said Kevin Bacon. Two very different people. Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston movie. Glass will be right after that, which is awesome. Cannot wait for Glass. Followed by The Kid Who Would Be King. I'm sure everybody's amped to see. We actually had somebody tweet us like, are you fucking kidding me? The Kid Who Would Be King? And I'm like, yeah, dude. We're reviewing it.
Andy Serkis, that's Andy Serkis's kid. It's directed by Andy Serkis. And I think Andy Serkis's mom is in it too. And our guy Patrick Stewart too.
We don't review the fuck. We don't control the release schedule. I'm sorry. And then The Informer. And then after that, the schedule's up in the air.
Informer.
Ricky Bum Bum, yeah.
Anything else? Anything you want to get to before we roll out? Trill gonna hop off and listen to some Sicko Mode and Mo Bamba. What should I? Polar Express kid meme. What should I end the pod with? Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
What's like the worst version? Like an acoustic version of Mo Bamba that has to exist out there somewhere, right?
For sure.
Like the worst thing that's ever existed. Oh, I gotta Google that right now.
It'll be like the swinger version of Mo Bamba. Big brass version of Mo Bamba.
Oh my god, it does exist. Oh my god, there's so many versions.
Yeah, you should be an acoustic version of Mo Bamba, dude. Although that ruins your Spotify playlist, so you can't do that.
No, we'll do it for the sake of this.
This episode doesn't really count, you know? It's the holidays.
More like the holidays, am I right?
I will play whatever cover is worse, whatever more ridiculous cover I can find, Mo Bamba or Sicko Mode. Whatever one is the more ridiculous cover, that's the one I'll use.
I looked it up, and the first thing I found was this chick that looks like Rooney Mara playing it in like a fucking dorm room on an acoustic guitar.
Oh, that's the one I have.
Yes. Could you imagine if there's like a hip millennial doctor who like went into everybody's room and was like, sir, it's with a heavy heart I tell you that you've entered sicko mode.
Drill, I just sent it to the... I just sent another one.
It was a different Rooney Mara person.
So actually, the one that I just sent to the group, that's the one I'm going to use for the end of the pod.
Dude, is he Laylee?
I love the fact that this is subtitled Mo Bamba, I Got Hoes. Like you don't know what the song is, but if we lived in the Napster age, this song would definitely be like I_got_hose.mp3.exe
uploaded to LimeWire.
I'm actually not going to use this as the outro because it's actually not enough of a song, but I'll post the link in the description.
The one I posted is she just goes straight through the song. Like, they're not laughing the whole time.
All right. That's going to be the outro then.
Oh my God. I got hoes calling.
I don't know. I prefer Sicko Mode over Mo Bamba. I'm going to be real. When we're talking about what's hot with the millennials right now, I feel like Sicko Mode is a better song.
I agree with you 100%.
Do you guys make any returns for any Christmas gifts?
No, I mostly got money.
Hmm. I got some Lululemon clothes from a family member, and they got me a medium, which you know, I'm not a medium guy anymore, but I did appreciate that.
I always go size up. Just in case, because then it could be like a throwaway clothing item or whatever. I don't think you buy someone clothes that they want to go out with, because you can never guess what type of style they want.
Lululemon stuff's so slim. Even Nike, they're making stuff like really, really slim now. Yeah, I knew it got bad when I started like squeezing into medium loose fits in Under Armour. That's just loose fit, man. I should never have to be a large in that.
Thicko mode. God damn it, I hate the internet so much. I can't believe that exists. Sicko Mode has to be acoustic somewhere, right?
You should add that voice clip of him going, "Do you want to hear Mo Bamba or Sicko Mode?" to the replace Happy Birthday, Polly.
There's a lot of covers. Yep.
Oh my God, a violin?
There's a violin cover for everything, though, I feel like.
That is just awful.
College kids react to Travis Scott Sicko Mode.
College kids that's, react? Like,
that has 1.8 million views.
Dude, this guy's playing it. He's playing Sicko Mode on his violin, and he keeps looking at the camera like, yeah, I'm killing this shit. Like, he's glancing, like, doing really sly glances at the camera. Oh, my God, this is awful.
Is there a fingerstyle guitar cover of any of them?
I don't see any. By the way, speaking of music, did you see Drake continues to be the Trill Ballins brand of all the teams won?
Yeah, what did he do? Didn't he post something like supporting Alabama or something?
Yeah, he said "Roll Tide, Roll" or something.
He said that.
Fucking what's his face? I'm sorry, I'm blanking because I'm pulling it up. Drake, let me pull it up. Drake said,
"Roll Tide."
He said, "Roll Tide, roll." And Quavo said, "Go Dogs." And Drake replied, "But y'all not even in the ... Never mind, dude. You aren't a fucking Bama fan. Get out of here. Why are you clapping back?" But you know what? When you're that rich, you fucking care. You can just associate with anyone you want.
He's just like a diehard Louisiana Lafayette fan for some reason.
They he roots for all. He roots for all the good teams, but he's a raging Cajun at heart. that's what they are, right?
That sounds right.
I don't know.
They are. Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait. No. Louisiana Lafayette. Yeah. Raging Cajuns. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Darius Green.
Because then there's the Louisiana Tech, and they're like the Cyclones. Bulldogs. Okay.
I was thinking about making one of my categories on the radio show college mascots.
What's the best college mascot?
It's a short shelf life. People like the banana slugs.
Well, okay, so banana slugs is good, but what's the best mainstream college mascot? Like something you just can't go wrong with? Because I think Tiger's pretty good.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. Mainstream, like one that's used by many?
Yeah, or just one that's a Power Five school, like
Bulldog.
Yeah, I Iowa State Cyclones is still pretty badass. Always been a fan.
My school's mascot was a priest, so pretty much anything's better than that.
Was it like Friars or something like that?
No, we're the Jaspers, man.
Mm. Yeah,
Brother Jasper.
Kind of want to make this my category. I know my mascots. You know. UC Santa Barbara has a pretty ridiculous one, the Gauchos.
The one I've always hated.
Schools.
was the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a very pretentious mascot.
Plus, when I think of the Commodores, I think of the band now, too. I don't necessarily think of like a military thing or something.
I think of James Norrington and Lord Cutler Beckett from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Oh.
Have you guys ever been to Vanderbilt, their campus? It's a nice school. It's like half hospital, half school.
What's Pittsburgh State's, Jeff?
No, I would only do D1.
Mm.
What's the nicest college campus you've ever been on?
Nicest college campus? Pepperdine.
Oh, that is a nice one.
Yale, for sure. That was really freaking nice. It was like being in Harry Potter.
Pepperdine Wave. Yeah, Yale is a nice campus. Yeah.
But the area outside Yale was so crappy. Like, it kind of took away from it a little bit.
I use up there for me, man. And I know I'm biased, but that is one nice campus.
Huh, I'm trying to think of what else. But I love Maryland's campus. You ever been there, Maryland?
What? No.
Maryland's campus is fucking gorgeous. It's so nice. Although it's tough to get around.
The richest campus I visited was Arizona State. They pump so much money into that school.
Just G-Wagon so much. Around. Oh, just nice campus, like new buildings and stuff, or
just new building. Their broadcast journalism school was in downtown Phoenix, and it had a set that swung out of the big building overlooking downtown Phoenix. I mean, that's the first place President Obama did a commencement speech. Like they just shelled money out for everything. Arizona State was a very nice campus. Yeah.
You know what campus always gets me? Like when I went to go see it, it was the University of Texas. I didn't realize it was so like urbanish, you know, just like kind of downtown.
Mm. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm trying to think of what other colleges.
Ohio State's like that. But Austin's not Columbus. Austin's the shit.
I like Columbus. Yeah. Oof. Colts almost just another pick.
I didn't like Cortland.
You've got a nice campus, Fort Worth. Their campus, Fort Worth, pretty nice. Also a pretty rich school, though, too. So
TCU?
Yeah.
Shout out Gettysburg College. Gettysburg College, very nice campus. Hmm. It's in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
SMU's campus is it was pretty nice the last time I was there.
That's that corruption money.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Can you prove it?
USC's, from what I've heard, very nice.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. College campuses. This has been Campus Talk 2018. Please join us next week for Campus Talk 2019. We'll be covering University of Toledo.
SUNY Plattsburgh.
Make sure to listen to Sicko Mode.
Florida Gulf Coast University. We'll be talking about there. They put a lazy river around the entire business building.
We're gonna put a Twitter poll up. I want to know. I want to know what song people immediately listen to after the Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba. What they initially go with first?
You put that poll out. People that don't understand this podcast are gonna get so mad, and I don't even care because it's gonna be funny.
I don't even put it in context. Which one? ? Bird Box meme.
Which one you banging tonight, folks?
Hey, Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba? And can I get a rip of that jewel in the jewel clip?
The jewel clip?
Clip.
Oh. No. It's in that jewel clip. Sorry, I couldn't find mine. I don't know where it went.
That's it for Ken Jack Control Ballins. I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you on Thursday. Have a happy new year.
Have a good week at the box office.
'Cause I got hoes calling Young Brothers phone. Where's Ollie with the motherfucking dog? I be ballin' like a motherfucking rug. balling like my brother Mo. Baba, Baba, Shaq West in motherfucking dope. Stay West, stay with the fucking poor. Cause I got hoes, so many fucking hoes. Call me a young brother's phone, my phone, my phone. Where's Ollie with the motherfucking dog? The motherfucking dog. I be ballin' like a motherfucking bro. Like a motherfucking bro. I be ballin' like my brother Mo. Baba, Baba, Shaq West got so many flows. Call me Dre, how a brother control. Fuck, shit, bitch. Yeah, it's saving and I'm getting really rich. See how I caught it, cause I'm really with the shit. See me in the streets and I'll be really with a bad bitch. Brother straight rockin', brother straight. See me when they see me, they be coppin'. I'm the best drug dealer, brother, come and cop it. Young David, I'm like the fucking Green Goblin. Said I got so many fucking hoes.